With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Coming up today, we've got Must Hear Music with Billboard's deputy editor digital, Joe Lynch. As always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes so you won't miss an episode, and give us a rating or review while you're at it. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. Okie dokie, so today on Must Hear Music, Joe and Jason and Lindsay, we'll be talking about new music from Troye Sivan, Ray Shremmerd, and Justin Timberlake. They'll be talking about his new album, Man of the Woods, which of course is heading for number one on next week's Billboard 200 albums chart. While it seems to be doing well commercially and with folks streaming the album, it's kind of getting some lukewarm reviews from folks. Will the Must Hear gang be as meh about JT as everyone else seems to be? Well, you'll have to stick around to find out. So let's get into it on Must Hear Music.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And so we got a podcast for you guys.
That's it. This is
a podcast and we've got one. I'm trying to think. So we've got some good stuff this this fine day. I don't think we should start with the biggest name, or if we should start with the best song.
Wow,
I think both are your picks, right?
Oh,
depends which best song you're talking.
Yeah, I guess
about.
That is true. Yeah.
So either way, we're starting.
I was actually
you.
Thinking of one of your picks as the best song, but now that I forgot that I picked one of my things, so you're right, that is better.
So much mystery.
Let's just start
my
with
picks,
the big one. So let's just get this out of the way.
Chopped liver.
It's topical. So Justin Timberlake, new album, Man of the Woods, Super Bowl halftime performer.
Man of the Woods.
Title track, not a version of Taylor Swift's Out of the Woods. Very
bummer.
Shocked to figure that out. So Timberlake, JT, back with probably his first, I would say, not well-received album of his career. I think 2020 Part 2, maybe he was met with a little fatigue when that came out, but there was still overall positive vibes for Justin. This album not getting some great notices. I feel like the haters who maybe previously kept their pitchforks hidden, they've got him out. They're not pretending to like him anymore. That being said,
are you saying that haters are going to say it's fake?
But it's real.
It's so real, though.
Wow. Lindsay beat you on that one.
Yeah, you did. Nice work.
Thanks.
But anyways, so we got to talk about it. So Man of the Woods, Justin Timberlake, despite the title, not a country album, not really a return to roots, not really all much of that different of a record, honestly. It's kind of like, I would say, like Diet Sexy Back type sounds.
Diet Sexy Back.
Exactly. But that being said, it's not as bad as everyone says, the album overall. there are some real clunkers on it. The song Wave is pretty terrible. Let me look at the track list. Oh, no, Wave is bad.
You know, I have not even listened to this full album yet.
Aww.
Because a lot of reasons, but one of them is there's so much like noise around it that I feel like my opinion is incredibly tainted, so I need to give it time.
This is really fair.
Yeah. Like, I need to give it some time so I can listen to it and like actually figure out if I like it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. I think this is unfortunately one of those albums that's it's going to be hard for people to actually like what you're saying to like give it a fair shake because there's just so much vitriol and like hot takes about it.
Yeah.
So my take is pretty not hot. I think there's like this. So like I said, Wave, don't like, Flannel's pretty terrible. But I mean, you know what? It's a fine album. It's like a total like B minus affair. Aside from a couple embarrassing points, there's some jams on it. Montana's pretty great. The song I picked that I wanted to talk about is called Living Off the Land. This is kind of what I wish the album was more like. I mean, I would say aside from the fact that, like, feel free to go and smirk that one of, you know, Justin Timberlake, someone who spent his entire life, like, on TV and, like, rich, is talking
living
about
off
living
the
off
land.
The land. Like, sure.
Are you supposed to, like, write what you know? Isn't that just a rule of thumb?
They say that, yeah. That's certainly not this. It was basically, like, his Walden, Justin Timberlake's Walden, in the sense that also, similar to Henry David Thoreau, like, he's faking it. Like, Thoreau wasn't really living in the wilderness. He was, like, two blocks from a town that he would run into and grab supplies whenever things got rough. So
supplies.
He's supply.
Some hot, hot Thoreau takes on this podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a Thoreau Thoreau down.
Oh my god.
So Timberlake, like Thoreau, faking it. Regardless, though, this song "Living Off the Land" I think is kind of what I like on the album. What I wish there was a little bit more of. It's a really interesting sample. It's kind of got like. They take this vocal kind of bit and repeat it over and over, and the melody is this up-down thing, sort of chanty. It's just like, it is a pop song, but it's a weird pop song. It's not a single. It's just like an interesting album track. This is the kind of stuff that like jumps out to me and that made me think like, yeah, I mean, like he hasn't like lost his touch. Like he's got some good things going on. It's maybe just a little bit of a messier album than people were hoping. But what do you think, Jason? You've listened to this several times.
I did. I wrote about this.
You wrote about it for Billboard.com.
I wrote a thing. Wow. yeah, I mean, it's just, there is like a really good 9-song album in here. And it, unfortunately, the album is 16 songs long.
Oof.
I mean, that's the problem is like, but that's the thing. That's the thing is like, people are trashing this album. This album is being trashed. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't deserve that. There are some... The problem is that of those 7 poor songs that I would snip off a potential dream Man of the Woods track list, 3 of them are like some of the worst things that JT's ever done. I really think Supplies might be his worst song. Like,
I don't hate it.
Supplies...
That song is very bad.
Supplies is like the least sexy word in the English dictionary.
But if you're going to be a man of the woods, you do need supplies.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just that it just doesn't work at all. I don't really love Living Off the Land. Sorry, man. Young Man, where he's talking, it's like Justin Timberlake's Just the Two of Us talking to his son. I don't know, but like if you think about like Midnight Summer Jam, Montana, Breeze Off the Pond, I'd even include Filthy on there. Like just
I like Filthy. Come around on Filthy.
Yeah, it's definitely enjoyable.
Sauce is pretty good.
Higher is so good. That song's awesome. But it's
what about Say Something? What do you think about the Staples?
I think Say Something's good. Mm-hmm. I think Say Something's solid. I just think like it's such an up and down record that it's given people a lot to recoil at, but I think that there's definitely stuff to discover, but like I don't know, I think that like Timberlake's never.
You think there's stuff to unpack once you get into the wilderness.
Oh, like some supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the problem with Timberlake is that he's never been great at self-editing, and you get to this point when you're a superstar where you can do whatever you want. Like there's nobody in the room with Justin Timberlake, even like Timbaland and the Neptunes aren't like, they're indulging in like his maximalism. Mm-hmm. There's no one who's like, yeah, maybe like three songs shorter. It's the same thing what we talked about with 2020 Experience, where it's like, yeah, maybe this song is just 4 minutes and not eight.
Right.
It's just like, you know, I think that is really what this album is missing, which is just someone who, to be like, let's reel it in, like, let's like keep this like a tight 9 or 10 songs, like, and get in and get out, and this it just goes on and on. So
I would agree with that. So you feel like it's less like take Justin, remove him out of the woods, and be like, can you just hang in this slightly wooded area in a public park?
Yeah, I don't know if I agree
go
with
fully
your
fully out into the forest.
I agree with your anti Thoreau takes, but
the facts are backing me up, man.
I don't know.
Emerson was smarter, anyways. So.
Oh wow!
Wow! Yeah! Wow!
Wow! I don't know about that, man. But you know, up with the transcendentalists. I suppose.
Exactly.
I don't really know how to conclude
damn
that.
Transcendentalists.
Yeah.
Fakers, all of them. Anyways,
story
right.
for another time.
Yeah, exactly. For another podcast, I think, really.
Yeah.
All right, so let's listen to it. So Justin Timberlake, we are going to listen to Living Off the Land from Man of the Woods. The loser can be a winner with a plan when you're living off the land. Living off the land. All right, that was New Timberlake, and this is the other one I was thinking of, because I am so into this. So it's one of your picks, Lindsay. It is Rye from the new album Blood.
No, it is Jason.
Wow. Is it Jason pick?
Oh my God.
Wow.
So
well, excuse me.
I got left in the dust back
oh,
there.
Oh, you got left in the dust. Wait, what was
wow.
your other? Oh, right, yeah.
I was wondering which one of mine you could be talking about.
Yeah, just kidding. All right,
wow.
Jason,
well,
this is
leave.
Your pick then. Sorry.
Well, to make Lindsay feel better, like, it was a cool pick, so it had to come from Lindsay.
That's kind of what I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah,
yeah.
There we go.
I was like, oh, it's all like right. a cool indie pick.
I'm back
like,
up there.
Duh, it's from Lindsay.
Produced by Jack White, maybe.
Is that my voice?
Congrats to Portugal the Man on their Grammy win.
Oh, man.
I guess that is your voice. Rye has a new album. That's awesome.
Rye is back.
What did I pick? Did I pick Taste?
Second song on the album.
Well, I picked Taste. I mean, I just love the whole album. I don't know if you guys have had time to listen to it.
I have.
It's just like, I loved Rye's first album so much.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And no one is really doing what Rye is doing in terms of just kind of making, and look, the second album definitely doesn't like break any boundaries. It's not like this, like, you know, super superior to the first album project, but I really like it. Like, it's just, it's more of the same, but give me more of the same. Like, I think Taste is like this kind of beautifully crafted song that is the second song on the album and kind of introduces like you back into this Rye world. And that's all I got about Rye.
Yeah, I feel the same. I've always been a fan of more of the same. That's why I like indie rock so much. But I also feel like I feel like that everything about it, like the packaging, the album artwork, it's all very connected in the sense that it's telling you it's more of the same. It looks like you liked that joke.
I'm picturing like all the, at least like indie rock convention where everyone's just like, more of the same, and everyone's just like banging on the table, more of the same.
We're experimenting with some new sounds lately. Everyone's like, no, no, get them out of here.
Anyway, go ahead.
I don't even know what I was saying. Joe?
Okay, I guess I'll pick it up. I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, Rye, when they came out as a duo, maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 2013.
Made a pretty big splash with just a couple songs. They had such a like a striking sound, kind of this alt R&B before that took over, and the vocals are very Sade-esque, even though they come from a man. It sounds very much like her. And then the first album, Woman, was excellent, and then sort of just kind of, I mean, you know, like Rye toured, but sort of kind of disappeared. I feel like if we never heard from Rye again, no one would be surprised.
Yeah,
but like,
I agree with that.
So this album is like a pleasant return. It's I mean, I think the main difference is there's the guy from Quadron who was in Rye when it started out is no longer with it, so it's just the one singer, Milosh, I think is how his name is pronounced.
Yeah, Michael Milosh.
And yeah, I mean, it's a little like Tiwa, you know, to use a word from another generation. It's a little groovier, this album. Ooh. I think there's a little more libido in the bass lines.
Wow.
But yeah, the sound is much the same. I'm glad you picked this song in particular, Taste. I really like the background woodwinds that kind of like pop up. Yeah. They're very...
More woodwinds.
They're very like Sufjan on Illinois and Michigan album, which is a lovely, lovely sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it's really beautiful. The album is fantastic. So yeah, check it out. It's called Blood. One of our writers, Christine Worthman, did a great interview.
Shout out to Christine.
With Rye about the album. And so yeah, so let's listen to some of it.
Let's
have a taste of Taste. So this is Rye. All right, that is the new Rye. And okay, now let's do a Lindsay.
Now is it my turn?
It's your turn. I'm sorry.
Picks.
Now your mediocre picks are up. Okay, we've got James Blake, new song, If the Car Beside You Moves Ahead.
Mm-hmm.
There's a catchy title if I've ever heard one.
Easy to remember, easy to say quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently people are very divided on James Blake, which I did not know. I just assumed everybody loved his work.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't know that there are people who weren't fans.
Yeah.
I am a fan, clearly. This song is very cool just because it stands out from, you know, what he's sort of become known for lately, which is like slower, more melancholy. He did something with Bon Iver that did really well. I'm forgetting the name of it.
Yeah. that sums it up.
Yeah. But this is like a cool disembodied track, basically. It's like he like Frankensteined it, where it's like a bunch of different pieces. Like he broke up his vocals, he broke up the production. And I was reading, apparently, like that's sort of how he got his start. That's what he was doing really early on, like very experimental. So this is sort of a return to that, but obviously taken into account like all of the experience that he's had since then. And I don't think that this will be on a new project. It's just sort of being promoted as like a one-off single. So I don't know if it's going to, you know, showcase like this is how the new album will sound like, or if this is just something he did for fun. But I'm very into it.
Cool.
What do you think, Jason?
Well, I really liked James Blake when he came out in like the mid 2000s with You're Beautiful, and that song was everywhere. And I'm kidding.
I'm not even laughing a little bit.
No, I really liked.
I'm there for that.
I loved when he had the long hair and the hat, and he was singing the
"Yes,
Why Don't You Be You."
All the wrong James.
James Blake song.
Great James Blake.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So that's James Blunt and James Bay, just to be very clear. Who else you got?
I got none. Those are the three.
His book of poetry, Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. Very moving.
Shout out to
James. No,
that's
William Blake.
Oh, anyways, lost me on that one for
me. Yeah.
Anyway, the funny thing about James Blake is that I actually like when he got more like of a traditional songwriter, and when he broke out, yeah, like you were saying, he was just completely experimental. I thought I always thought his stuff was more intriguing then, but then actually like listenable and replayable, where you had like a song like what was that song, Retrograde.
Yeah.
That was the that was like his big breakout song. That song's awesome. Like that song is like a really like compelling song on its own. And then his last album, which came out a couple years ago, which I'm blanking on the name of, and I literally just brought it up. The Color in Anything.
Yeah.
I thought that album was that album's a little too long, but it's really well done, and it was like a good like walking around in the winter album.
Totally.
Little insight into my life, apparently.
Walking around in Nutley.
Walking around in Nutley, New Jersey.
Oh, like that other great song, Walking in Nutley.
Oh, yeah, Mark Cohen.
Walking
yeah.
in Nutley.
Yeah. Yeah. Grammy winner. Help anyway, so to bring it full circle, I didn't love this. I didn't love, like, the kind of chopped up elements of this. And it, like, yeah, it was almost a little bit jarring, like, how he's going back to that aesthetic. And again, like, I didn't hate it, but I listened to this. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then it's ended, and I was like, I don't really need to hear that again. That's kind of how I felt, and that's kind of how I feel about, like, when he first broke out. So, you know, mm-hmm. I prefer one James Blake mode than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's okay.
That is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan. I feel like I just never got him, like why people like are so worshipful of him. I mean, this song, and it's weird because like I like stuff like this. I mean,
yeah,
I like stuff that has like kind of heady instrumental electronic production. I like stuff that's heavily indebted to minimalism, but I don't know, it just, for some reason, his stuff like does not land for me. And I need to listen to him. I was just telling Lindsay, I need to like re-dive into his stuff. Yeah. To figure out what it is that's missing for me. So that's a very, like, it's not even a critique against him. It's just, like, something.
It's a critique against you.
Something, it is. Yeah, something just doesn't gel. But, like, there's stuff, I mean, there's, like, a rattling percussive sound in the background of this that I think is cool. I like moody late-night synths in general. But
mm-hmm.
I guess I like that he's being more experimental on this song, but I don't really care for either side of him a ton, so.
Oof.
They're just kind of like, I don't know. It just never lands for me. I don't know what that is. But you know what? Everyone, you can't account for taste. So maybe this is my you can't account for taste moment.
I think so. I think that's what
just
we have
doesn't grab me at all. So,
yeah.
But I did love You're Beautiful. So when you came out of the gates, I
Back
was like,
to Bedlam.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's one of the defining James Blake albums of my time.
This is sad and confusing for everybody.
All right. Let's listen to the real James Blake. The new song is called If the Car Beside You Moves Ahead. Such a title. You know, parents are going to be like, stop listening to that If the Car Beside You Moves Ahead again. Ah, my kids can't stop talking about If the Car Beside You Moves Ahead. That's all the kids are talking about these days. Anyways, let's listen to it. All right, that was new James Blake.
I really like, before we move on, I really like when you said, let's listen to the real James Blake. Like, I'm picturing, like, the real Slim Shady video with, like, James Blake in the middle of a million James Blakes. I'm James Blake, the real James Blake.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would watch that.
Okay, so what should we do next? Let's do, let us do Race Remmered, teed up. So another Jason pick.
You know, the thing is, this and Rye, I actually don't really have that much to say about them. Like, I just, like, Race Remmer dropped a new track Strem Live 3 hopefully coming soon. And it's just, it's classic Ray Schremer. Like, I really like it, and I'm a huge fan of them, and this song is, again, not, like, groundbreaking. Like, yeah. I don't really have much to say. It's just, like, I enjoy
just
the beat.
Want people to hear
it's
it.
Great. It's yeah, it's good. Great to have them back. It's just good. Yeah, I just think that, like, they have a really great tendency of switching it up slightly on every single, but also not kind of losing themselves and their main appeal. Like, when they jumped into something like Black Beatles, like, that sounded completely different for them. And obviously Gucci Mane was on that song, but, you know, you still, it's still, like, unequivocally, like, a Ray Schremer joint. Like, it's an unbelievable song, but, like, if you love other Ray Schremer, like, you're going to gravitate toward this. And I feel that way about Teed Up.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think the impressive thing for me, I mean, it's a good song, first off, but, like, they're so impressively consistent. Yeah. Like, it's, yeah, I mean, like, it really is nothing different. Like, we've heard this from them before, we've heard this from other people before, but it feels like an anthem. It feels like an anthem that you want to listen to again and that you wouldn't mind, you know, if this became, like, Song of Summer. It's not too early to start talking about that, guys.
I don't think it'll be the song.
I'm just saying, if this was the kind of thing that you heard rattling out of every car passing you by, I wouldn't be mad about it.
In Nutley.
Yeah, this is a big blast.
But yeah, I mean, they're just very solid and have a great way with a great ear for melody. Great ear drummer for melody. But yeah, and I think also worth noting, apparently Srem Life 3 is going to be a triple disc. Affair.
No,
oh, wow.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
So. I hope so, too.
It's kind of
cool.
They're the Fragile, or
yeah,
speaker box to Love Below.
Right.
Oh, my
no,
God.
I was wondering
what
if it was
that.
Gonna, yeah.
That'd be so awesome. Like a Sway Lee album and a Slim Jimmy album.
Yeah. And what would the third disc be then?
Just me, like, crying tears
Jason.
Of joy.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Anyway, Lindsay, what'd you think?
I mean, everything the two of you already said, it's more of the same from them, which isn't a bad thing, but it would be cool to see them take a little more of a risk on the album. I love the opening line, "So fresh, I need a lint brush," just because me picturing, like, anyone using a lint brush is funny, but especially rappers who are just like, I don't care, like, I'm
Drake,
partying and stuff.
He loves using lint brushes.
Yeah, I just like that imagery.
Yeah.
That's all I have to add.
I mean, you gotta have a lint brush, especially if you have a cat. I mean, man.
That's why you don't have a cat.
Yeah.
Then no you're not happy, though.
No one likes cats.
That's why you get a dog.
Yeah.
Ugh, exactly. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. Ray Schremer, Teed Up. And here it is.
Blue flame and I tip like king. Car got wings, car got speed. Roll up at the P, I'm T. Deal drum one time with the team. OD, give me room like a nigga obese. I'm iced up 10-17. M-O-B, me, M-O-E. Big boss, Bruce Lee. Hey, Jimmy. Teed up like a nigga 10 feet. Teed up, I ain't never on E. Young nigga out the S-I-P. Yeah, count money, not sheep. Took off in the paint, KD. Now clap for the MVP.
All right, that's new Ray Schremer. Last and certainly not least, one of my absolute favorite songs of the year so far.
Definitely not last.
I mean, definitely not last and also not least.
Wow.
Right, because I forgot about Mos Kena.
Scorching.
Yeah. So this is a little old at this point, but I just had to talk about it because I'm so in love with the song. New Troye Sivan, My. It's just like such a gorgeous banger. It's like Troye Sivan moving. I mean, so his first full-length album, Blue Neighborhood, was kind of like a moody, like, indie synth type thing, which I'm all there for. Mm. Great record.
Disagree.
I love that he's moving a little bit towards the dance floor. Like, I think he's 22 now, something like that.
Somewhere around there.
22, 23. Anyways, though. Yeah. He's moving a little bit out of the, like, you know, contemplative, melancholy 18-year-old phase, a little bit into the I'm an adult, I want to go out and have fun. This is very much him, like, venturing into disclosure territory.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real joy to it. There's a real, you know, sense of just, like, letting loose and having fun on the dance floor. And also, it's just an insanely catchy song. So I am very into this. Very excited for his new album. What do you guys think about
it? It is really catchy. I'm not even a huge Troye fan, but this song is sort of undeniable. Like, it gets stuck in your head. It's fun to dance to. I love, it's like dramatic in a way, the lyrics, like saying, I will die every night for you. It's just sort of like he's really like committing to this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a fun love song about just giving in, you know, which I feel like you don't hear too often. So, yeah, I think it's a good reintroduction to him.
That's what I say to my wife every night. I will die every night for you. Every single night.
Wow.
So, Joe, I didn't love your description of Blue Neighborhood. Troye Sivan's first
really?
Album.
Okay.
I think I think I loved Blue Neighborhood, and I think that there are dancey moments on it.
I don't know if they're dancey moments on it, really.
And that's where we differ.
I mean, maybe like a little two-step, but you're not going to let loose.
A little moody two-step. That's all you need. yeah, I'm a big Troye fan. I will say that, like, I think this is a good song. I feel confident in saying that. I think... And I haven't heard any... He put out another song.
The Good Life.
Yeah, The Good Life, which is very Sufjan-y.
It's very Sufjan-y. I feel like he saw Call Me By Your Name and was like, I want to do one of those.
One of those, please.
Give me one of them. It's very good, though.
Is that the other one he did on SNL?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what he said after listening to Sufjan. One of those! Let's go! No, but I think that... I feel confident in saying that this album will have stronger pop songs than My My My.
I think it's probably true.
And I just think that, like, I think this is a good song. I just think that, like, I like Wild and Youth and Lost Boy more.
I mean, yeah, like, I love those songs.
Yeah.
I wasn't slagging the first album.
Well, I mean, but I just think that, like, those songs were a little bit more revealing and had a little bit more personality. I actually like... This song, My My My, I think really excels during the verses. Like when you're, you know, when they're super sexual and they're super, like, you know, sensual, and you get a sense of, like, his delivery on those verses are great. But then you get to the chorus and it's a little flat to me.
Disagree.
Okay. I mean, look, I'm being hard on it, but I have a high bar for Troye, and I'm excited to hear what else is coming up.
I'd say sometimes to hit that dance floor euphoria, you need to go for a more straightforward chorus. And I think that's what this is. And okay. I'm fine with that.
All right.
But
fair.
Agree to disagree. We'll arm wrestle,
Joe,
after
honestly,
the podcast is over.
I will die every night for you.
I don't think that's true.
Guess we'll find out tonight.
Yeah. One way to find out. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Troye Sivan, My My My. And here it is. All right, last.
I think we're done. All right.
Possibly.
All right,
least.
Guys, signing off.
We have a Lindsay pick, Moss Kenna. Mm-hmm. Song's called Square One.
Yep.
This is another one of your mystery artists.
Yes, it totally is.
And so tell us about Moss.
I can't tell you too much. So they were signed to RCA mid January, so pretty recently. Mm-hmm. And even in their release, it said, like, they don't want to put out much else other than their voice right now. Mm-hmm. They want the music to sort of speak for itself. No idea if it's a woman or a man. Doesn't really matter. The voice itself is super compelling. And I think this artist got super known. They did a cover of Kendrick's These Walls, which I think did really well on SoundCloud. It's on iTunes, probably Spotify. And then, this is sort of like their first bigger track, if you will. And there's an EP coming in March. But, it's just, like, very soulful. The voice, like, goes into a nice falsetto at certain points. And I think it's cool just, like, for an artist coming out to already say that they're going back to square one. It sort of draws you into their story a little bit, at least for me. Like, well, like, what, you know, we don't know too much about you, but, like, something must have happened for you to say that this is you starting over again. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested. I'm sold.
Your soul,
I'm sold.
I really like the voice a lot. The falsettos are good. There's a little Macy Gray throatiness in the mm-hmm. delivery that I'm there for. Also, I don't know, Moss Kenna. That's such a I kind of like that name. It's
I
so
do too.
Weird. It's like you don't think of Moss as something that you want to listen to, really, usually. You're like, Moss, what the hell's up with that? Like, Lycan, you know, if it's like Lycan Kenna, you'd be like, what? But it's good. I
think it's interesting because it's like they could have gone by Moss, they could have gone by Kenna. I'm like, why'd you need both? Like, Moss, Kenna, you know?
I mean, if you just went by Moss, that would be impossible to Google.
I guess. Gotta think about SEO now.
Gotta think about that SEO, guys. But yeah, I think it's good. I like having these mystery artists. I'm curious to learn more about them. I think this is our third mystery artist, right?
I think second.
I thought there was Curl and then there was someone else, right?
No, Curl and Moss.
It's a mystery.
Just the two of them.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
You missed this one, right, Jason?
I missed this one, yeah. But I'm excited because I love Lindsay's. Like, that's the thing about Lindsay, like, being, like, a super hip, like, young person, I guess.
I'm the resident young person here.
Come on,
grandpa. Young person.
Listen to this. And it's like, who is this? They're like, and Lindsay's just like, they don't even exist yet. They're my favorite artist. So I'm really excited about that.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I think we can just end it there.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. Artist is Moss Kenna. Song is Square One. I was looking for direction. Each time I fall, at least I learn another lesson. Each step is strong, brings me closer to my blessing. And that's all we got. So, well,
pretty corny episode in terms of like a lot of
in
jokes.
In terms of the jokes,
it was
from
a little
two.
Jokey. Yeah,
we'll try great
to
way.
Keep it more serious next time. I mean, it got high-minded for a second, though. We talked about Walden, talked about Emerson. I mean, there's some literary
a lot going
references.
On this podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm fine with this. I'm fine with this.
God, what was your Thoreau joke? Like Thoreau down.
Yeah.
Wait, we should make that an annual bash.
I'm gonna read Walden chapter by chapter and just tear it apart. That'll be a new podcast.
Thoreau down. Yeah. You should absolutely do that.
Yeah, I like that. It's a great idea. I wouldn't listen to it, but I don't know. Someone might.
But you're going
to
record it.
But I'll record it.
Done.
Anyways, Lindsay, Jason, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What else? Do we have something coming up? What's February? Is there anything good coming? Oh, the Black Panther soundtrack is coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
So we can talk about that next time.
We can talk about Jack White every week until the album drops.
Who? I don't know her.
Ouch.
Anyways, yeah. So thank you for listening. If you have any suggestions of stuff that you've been listening to or that's coming up that you want us to talk about, let us know, and we will catch you next time.
See ya. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.